أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت والا عارف اللہ رومی وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصاد صاحب نور اللہ مرفو کا کلام مرشد سے دعا کی درخواست
ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے, اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا, اونا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے, اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے, اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے, ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے.
الحمدللہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ واکمل لنا دیننا واتم علینا نعمہ ورضی لنا الاسلام دینا فلا نعبد ولا نستعین الا ایہ. اما بعد, فقد قال اللہ تعالی فی القرآن المجید والفرقان الحمید, اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, ان عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, المهاجر من هجر أما نهى الله عنه, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم, ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل, لقد نسبت به نسا الذي أقمي, أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به, وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي, يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين, بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم, روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم, والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم, يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا, يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, firstly we'll try and translate this beautiful poem of our great honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi of the time, Tabriz of his Zamana, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Alayh. Hazrat says, Murshid say darkhas dua, that we request our Sheikh to make dua for us. And this is very, very important in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we shouldn't think independent that I'll make an effort and I'll reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both is extremely important, dua and dawa. We have to keep on making an effort also, and we have to keep on asking for duas also. So both has to go together, then inshallah we'll be on our path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Ya may it say so beautifully, Saqiya jami ulfat pilade, meri islah ki bhi dua de. That Hazrat says that Saqiya, that like in the tavern, the one who's giving the drinks, here actually is the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the drink of the love of the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that drink. And that is the real murshid, the sheikh, who will give you that drink, that you'll enjoy that drink of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that he says, Hazrat says, that give me that drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jami ulfat, the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me that drink. In other words, give me the prescription, how I can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, meri islah ki bhi dua de. That Allah, that oh my Shaykh, make dua for my islah also. That I get tawfiq to practice on your teachings and follow on the spot and make dua for my islah also. So the fikr all the time we should have, and the fikr should be till the time we leave this world. That all the time we should have this concern and worry for our islah all the time. Whether you can become, Hazrat explained so beautifully, you can become the greatest Shaykh of the Zamana. You can have 100,000 murids, but the moment you become unmindful of your islah, then you will start slipping and you will dropping. So all the time we should be concerned of our islah and ask one another, and particularly the pious servants of Allah, and more important your Shaykh, ask him for dua for islah. Mere maula se kuch mujhko mila de aur gunahon ko mujhse chura de. That oh my Shaykh, give me the prescription how to be joined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Join me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a pious servant says so beautifully, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe tum hamare saath chalo. To on the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't able to tread it alone. The pious servants are saying that we are walking on the path, so you just follow us and you will reach there. So here you are asking your Shaykh that can show me that path that will join me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't just ask for du'as, we have to walk on the path that they show us. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, that so much nasihat we give, whole bayan Hazrat gives 1 hour, and the giving his heart towards us. Still after that, Hazrat says, people will ask, Hazrat, give me nasihat. He says, and what did I do now? I gave so lot nasihat, now put it into part of our lives. And what is this? How will we get connected to Allah? And how the Shaykh will teach us to join to Allah? Gunao ko mujhse chura de. That give me that dose, that guna comes out of my life. When we take out sins from our life, then we will get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned with regard to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, that he made so much mujahada with regard to the effort of belief on Qur'an Kareem, that Allah ta'ala blessed him so many times to see Allah ta'ala himself in a dream. And on one occasion he asked that, oh Allah, I want to be connected to you. How do I get connected to you? Allah Rabbul Izzat said, oh Imam Ahmad, you just put your one step on your nafs and your neck. Next step, you'll be connected to me. But our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, says so beautifully that you can't put your own step. Our step is too weak. That we put our step on our nafs, nafs will throw us over. We need the step of a strong Shaykh, a guide, our spiritual guide, that let him put his step on our nafs, and inshallah our next step will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And particularly this time of the year now, that we have entered into a new year, the second, the third night already passing now, a person should be checking and introspection already, that another year has passed, how much did I get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one easy way to check is how much of gunas are coming out of my life. This is the main thing, and this is what is actually called turning a leaf, making hijrat. And this is what our Islamic calendar teaches us, that make hijrat, that is Nabi Kareem SAW has mentioned, real hijrat is not just migrating from one country to another country, one town to another town, but migrating from our bad habits, from our sins, migrating towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding through the barakat of the teachings of our Shaykh, that we practice upon it, and this is how we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just make hijrat from our sins and leave our sins, but so much Hazrat says, mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de, that give me such a dawa, a medicine for my soul, that from every sin, not just I leave, I hate that sin. I just despise that sin. Like how I despise going towards kufr and shirk. A person, the sign of iman, that going towards kufr and shirk, he despises more than being thrown in a fire. So more than that, a person should be hating sins. That said, O Allah, save me from sons and give me the hatred of sons also. That when I stay away from my son, I don't even have a regret. In fact, I feel happy that Allah Ta'ala has saved me from this particular son. وَتَقَادَ أَغَرْ مَعْسِيَتْكَ هُونَ مَغْلُوبِ هِمَّتْ خُدَى دِن. That the desire of sons will come. It doesn't mean now if we say, Allah save us from sins, and like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, we shouldn't make dua that, oh Allah, I don't have inclination towards sin. If you don't have inclination towards sin, that means you don't have fuel to become the friend of Allah. That is the malaika. They don't have desires. So they don't have inclination to sin. Allah Ta'ala has put inclination to sin in our hearts. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَالْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That we gave you the fuel, that inclination will come. You'll get the taqaza, you can become the great sheikh also. Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we mustn't think that the pious servants of Allah, they don't get taqaza of guna, that thought will come. But now their soul has become so strong, that they just put their firm brakes, and they stay away from that. So this medicine that we have come here, this is what we have to get, this medicine. How that this, when the staqaza come, then we stay away. We don't fall into the staqaza in this demand of sin, and we don't become disgraced, and we don't blacken our faces. And particularly these days, with all technology right in our pockets, etc., that you want to see one message and some other pop-up comes. And now that taqaza will come, let me press this button and see what is this. So that that demand comes, but immediately you just click off that. You don't this thing. Like how you had, Hazrat says, that many people we say that, Hazrat, I try, but I say I don't have courage. Hazrat says, no, you are a liar, not you don't have courage, you are a himmat chor. You're stealing, Allah gave you, how you got courage to press that button to check, to see the message? That same courage Allah has given you to off that message. So we have to use that courage, and then see, Hazrat says, when it comes to sin, then have the courage like a lion. Don't become like a fox and meek and weak and just fall into sin. Become like a lion and say, Allah, give me that himmat-e-mardana. Give me that strength like a true man. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum. That they were those men, Allah ta'ala said, rijal la tulihim tijara, wa la bayun an zikrillah. Nothing could distract them from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to do business also. But in business, they never get distracted. That, hey, this deal looks very lucrative. And you know, it seems like a backdoor deal. You can see the prices. The taqaza is there, demand is there, I must do this deal. But no, you see, you can make out, intelligent you are. Like a pious person says so beautifully, that dunya mein teri akal kya kya kar gayi, aur deen mein teri akal kahan mar gayi. That when it comes to dunya, then you know all the loopholes, you know all the know-hows, you know how to do this deal, that deal. But when it comes to deen, then why your akal is just like a dead thing? So now we have to be alert and alive all the time. So, oh Allah, don't let me be overtaken with this demand, and I lose my courage. Let me be firm on my courage all the time. Apni aah sahar mein ye kehna, ye khuda apne kamil rada de. And for this, middle of the night, when you get up at the time of sehri, tahajjud time, cry to Allah and take out that ah, that sigh. Oh Allah, how did I pass my life, oh Allah? Oh Allah, now give me your perfect happiness and your pleasure. And this is our object and purpose of life. Hazrat says that myself, all of us, we have to see, did we make our maqsad of life first of all? Or we just passing our life? If we got no objective, then you're not looking forward to anything. When you got an objective and you know this is my purpose, our purpose of life is the pleasure of Allah. Maqsood e man tu wa radai to ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose is you. And what is actually our object is Allah. That the happiness of Allah. And what is the happiness of Allah? Those commands of Allah that Allah has commanded, do this, Allah will be pleased, we do that. And stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala will be unhappy with us. So this, and for this, we should be begging at the time of Sehri also, that, oh Allah, grant us your complete and total happiness. Like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we should make dua, that Allah apni raza wali zindagi nasi farma. Give me such a life that you are extremely happy with me. And take my life at that time when you are totally, extremely happy with me. Then you should take my life. That is a real honor and a real great, the real success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. That give me a comfortable sleep in other
other words, when a person stays away from the disobedience of Allah, then he is in peace and comfort. The moment you fall into the disobedience of Allah, you can be sleeping on the best bed also, the best mattress you can have. You won't have a chain sleep. You won't have a comfortable sleep. You'll be turning, tossing. So Hazrat says, Khabi ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. Wake me up from this dream of unmindfulness, that I'm in a dream world, that I think, no. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of his beautiful couplets, he says so beautifully, ke lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda-e chaman, lazzat-e zikre naam-e khuda-e chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. That when you are in the garden, when you get the enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you get the enjoyment of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just making the zikr of Allah, and you enjoy that, then you're in a garden. In other words, when you're in the obedience of Allah, you wherever you may be sleeping outside, and you have a small or ordinary shack, and you're sleeping in the shack is not even closed properly, wind is coming in, but you'll have a peaceful sleep. And on the other hand, if you love a life of disobedience of Allah, then dashto daman, then you're in a place of like a jungle, a scary place. You can be living in a very beautiful bungalow. You can be living in a palace. But if you're in a disobedience of Allah, then you're in misery, you're in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah give us this comfortable sleep. And that doesn't mean that we should be sleeping in this world all the time. It means we should be alert to get this comfortable sleep actually in the qabr, when you get that at peaceful sleep in the qabr. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us, for this we have to make this effort. And we have to be checking whether we are making this effort in this line. Jaz de mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. That oh Allah, what jaz, what that magnetic force, please pull me, oh my creator, oh my sustainer, oh my nourisher, and only what your karam and fadl, make me amongst the people of taqwa, your true lovers, ya Allah. In other words, it's not our effort in any way whatsoever. We should be trying, but realize that trying also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is jaz by person shouldn't just think that any magnet will come and just pull you. Hazrat explained so beautifully that Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you're sitting in some majlis sometimes, you're sitting listening to a bayan, or any time the thought comes to your mind that, hey, now I think I must change my life. How am I leading my life? How old I am? And I'm still carrying on with the spawn, with the movies, and still watching sports and all that. What's wrong with me? That is the sign of jazb. Allah has pulled you now. In that, immediately make tawbah, istighfar. Don't wait that now when I go 40 days, or I to go to my Sheikh's Khanka, or I go Umrah, then I'll change. Immediately, that is jazb. Allah is pulling you now. Now make tawbah, now make istighfar. For example, a person living in sin, he didn't realize he's shaving his beard, which is a major sin. And to shave it completely or even trim it less than one first length, then it is a major sin. A person didn't realize, and when he comes to realize in the majlis, somebody reminds him, a talk is taking place, and he realizes, I committed the sin. Now you make tawbah, istighfar. Your beard is not going to grow in one day or 2 days or 1 month. It will take time. But if you pass away in that condition, you make tawbah, that is just Allah pulled you. And Allah Ta'ala won't take you to task for that. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this jazb? Just the tawfiq to make dua also is a sign of that jazb, that Allah is pulling us. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember, this is only the karam of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, that Allah Ta'ala pulls us towards Him, and Allah Ta'ala makes us amongst ahle taqwa, the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Allahu Akbar in His humbleness teaches us that we should be making this dua and be worried all the time. Apni akhtar ko ruswa na karna, iske aibo ko ya Rab chupa. That oh Allah, don't disgrace this great pious servant of ours, the friends of Allah. Where is Allah Ta'ala going to disgrace? But this is a lesson for myself, that all the time we should be worried and thinking that we are soaking, and Allahu Akbar, where we, the friend of Allah Ta'ala, Khalilullah, who are the real friend of Allah, where Allah Ta'ala says He passed with flying colors, but He is making dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَهُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Oh Allah, on that day of Qiyamah, I don't know what's going to be my hashar. Don't disgrace me on that day. And we find the line of all the pious servants, this was their concern, that all the time worried on the day of Qiyamah, I must not be disgraced. What will be my condition? And for this, Allah has made this beautiful part of getting connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Allah Akbar, the great Shaykh Sayyidu Taifa, the Shaykh Shaykhul Mashayikh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi, was the Shaykh of great, great personalities. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullahi, all Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullahi, great, great personalities were at his threshold. But it is mentioned that right at Kaaba Sharif, one night, whole night in one sajda, he is making this dua, E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswamakun, E Khuda, E Banda Ra Ruswamakun, Garbadam Man Sirri Man Pedamakun, that O Allah, don't disgrace the servant of yours. Although you know my in and out, you know my faults everywhere, whether I can put on an outward show and act like a big wali, you know everything of mine. I can't put in an outward show of piety, O Allah. You know my ins and outs, Ya Allah. But you are so kind that you are Sattarul Uyub. You have covered my faults. Uske aibo ku ya Rab tu chupade. That, oh Allah, you cover my faults. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, when we get up in the morning, make this one muraqabah, that Ya Allah, you Sattarul Uyub. You the one who covers faults. And how you covered my faults, Allahu Akbar. How you have covered my faults this whole night, and what thoughts was going through my mind, etc. And if a person was involved in haram, Allah Ta'ala save us, and we trying to fool the wife, no, I'm busy with some work on the internet, and we are gone to have some haram site, yet Allah Ta'ala did not disgrace us. Allah Ta'ala could have made us paralyzed at very split moment. Our hands could become paralyzed, our eyes could become blind, but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's great quality is Haleem, that great being, Alladhi la yu'ajjalu bil uquba, that great being who's so tolerant, that he doesn't just take you to task just immediately. Allah gives chance, Allah gives time. And a person who's got this type of mizaj also, just get angry very quickly, over upset with the wife or friends, then you should also read this, Ya Haleem, Ya Haleem. Hazrat explains, Allah will bring this quality of tolerance in us. But look how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi taught us, that we should say in the morning, Ya Allah, you Sattarul Uyub, you have covered my faults. And why you have covered my faults? Because I know you Ghaffaru Zunub. You the one who forgive faults. You want to forgive me, and Ya Allah, I've got great hope and umid that you have forgiven me. That is why you have covered my faults. So all the time, this fikr, this concern, this worry, that how we can become the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this dua should be made all the time, and together with the dua we have to make. That is, make that effort and follow the teachings of our honorable illustrious Shaykh, what our Hazrat has taught us, prescribed to us, our zikr, our tilawat, and together with that, the negative ibadah, that you stay away from all those things that are haram. Make a niyat also, and make a firm pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I promise inshallah, today I'll obey all your commands, and stay away from all those things that are haram, and use your courage, and beg Allah ta'ala's help and assistance, that, oh Allah, please, we beg from you, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. We want to be obedient to you, O Allah, but without your help and assistance, we cannot do anything. We can't move our finger also. So we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly this time of the year, Hazrat teaches us now, this is the time we have entered into the new year. 1437 has already started. Allah Akbar, as we have mentioned, the third night already started. So it is time to do some introspection. Time to see that, Allah Akbar, another year has passed in my life. Did I progress? Every person is worried of his progress, but says, sadly, we think of our progress as far as dunya matters is concerned. That another year has gone past, my business, is it improving or not? Did I make more profits? My studies, did I pass? Did I do better in my subjects? Whatever. Whatever field, and we have made, sadly, the maqsad of our fields, the dunyawi things. And we are checking ourselves according to that. Whereas Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, our success and our progress is not outside us, it's within us. all the things outside that we are seeing, that last year I was driving this car, I must improve myself, I got a better car now. I must move upwards as far as dunya is concerned. That is outside you, that is not the sign of your progress. Your progress is within you, that how much you are now firm in connection with Allah. How much of Allah Ta'ala's love is coming into our heart. How much am I punctual on my zikr, on my tilawat, on all the ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has made faraz upon me. Is my akhlaq coming right? Is my ma'amalat, my dealings with people, is that coming right? And are we concerned and checking all that? That I'm owing this person, I promised him, I'm not paying him, but not hide away or block your number, etc. Go and explain to him that I promised you to pay you, but I can't manage. Please give me some time. So that is all these things we should be putting into place and see that am I progressing in this line. And in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us so beautifully, this time of the year is the time to reflect. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ شُهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the count of the months of the year is 12 by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus Allah ta'ala is decreed in His statute book in the Qur'an Kareem, that constitution which cannot be changed and will never be changed, because that constitution comes directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer. Allah is Ahkamul Hakimin, who is the most authoritative from all the authorities. And Allah's authority is not just like the authorities of this world, the rulers of this world who make a law and they just want to enforce it upon the people. Their intelligence is so limited also. They don't know 100% whether that law is beneficial or not. They think it will be beneficial. But Allah Ta'ala's law is not just with authority, Allah is full of wisdom. The law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely only good for us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The system of the months of the year and the system of the great ni'mat of time that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. As our Hazrat Allahu Akbar, our lives should be sacrificed upon, and our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazmana Shah Abdul Hamid Madhazil Ali Hazrat teaches us that put some force on your mind to realize that time is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just passing our time and we just take it for granted, that we don't realize that time is a very, very valuable gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is that gift of Allah, so to say, so many things in this world you will lose, you can get back. But time is, you can never get it back. Every day that comes in our life, it addresses us that I am here for you only for today. I will never ever come back to you again. So make the best of me today. So every day we are addressed that. So one is the time that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And to realize this, Allah Ta'ala Himself takes a qasam, wal asr, by the token of time. So from this also we realize Allah Ta'ala only takes qasam of His great, great creation. In other words, time is so important that Allah to impress upon our minds what love, what kindness, what feeling and importance, Allah says, by the token of time. What a great gift I have given you. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that if Allah Ta'ala only had to reveal this one shortest surah of the Quran Kareem, this was enough for our hidayat and guidance. But Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has revealed 114 surahs, and still we don't realize time is passing by. And it's not just passing, we have to give hisab for that. Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Your time is passing and it's time for you to give hisab kitab. You have to give reckoning for that minutes and that moments and that seconds I have given you. But وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. You're in a state of unmindfulness. You still got time for your TV. You still got time to watch movies. Still time you got to watch 5-day test match cricket. You got time to watch all World Cup and all these filthy and useless things. And muridun, you are in a state of like it's throwing water on a duck's back. You are reminded and you don't even take heed to it. You just turn a blind eye to it. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَأْتِيهِ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّي مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْهَبُونَ. That despite we have mentioned how important time is, and we have given you all these reminders, we have mentioned it in our statute book, in the Kitab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we have sent our man, Rijalullah, to remind you, but whatever zikr, whatever remembrance come from your Rabb, from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and it is told to you, مَا يَأْتِيهِ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّي مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْهَبُونَ. You listen also to it, but you still, you're in a, still a playful mind. You're still carrying on with your play and your games. At that moment, you reflect little and says, no, I must change. But after that, like Hazrat says, we are back to normal. So this lesson is for me, particularly, that I should take this lesson, and then with the barakat of our Shaykh, whoever takes this lesson, Mubarak to us all. So Hazrat is teaching us here that one is value this time. Time is moving at a rapid pace. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, that everybody says, just time is just moving. It's the same 24 hours. It's the same 30 days or 29 days in a month. It's the same 7 days in a week. It's the same 60 minutes in 1 hour. But it is just moving. This is the sign of Qiyamah. Why it is just moving? Because we know we are not conscious about it. We are just passing our life. And like pious people have mentioned so beautifully, Zindagi guzarna nahi, Zindagi banana hai. We don't have to pass our life. Is passing inevitably. Ho rahi hai umar misle baraf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. That your life is passing by like a block of ice. Whether you realize it or you don't, it's just melting away. Intelligent is that person who realize that I must make profit from this block of ice. Early in the morning, before the sun also comes out, he goes out to sell his ice and he makes his full profit. Foolish is that man who thinks, ah, it's still early, Fajr time, let me take a rest under the tree and I'm going to sell my ice just now. And before he wakes up, the sun is already shining. Half, 30-40% of his ice have melted already. All his profits are gone. So we should realize and we should be conscious of this fact that time is moving. And then the measurement of time, which Allah Ta'ala says we have made 12 months in the year. That's another great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If there wasn't 12 months in a year, you won't know what month is it, what day is it, what date it is, how you going to run your affairs of your life. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, Allah has been so merciful, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, and thus Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We have put this in the statute book of Allah Ta'ala, that is in the Quran-i Kareem. No man can change it, no man can alter this. The constitution, man-made constitutions, they think it is foolproof. They have made a very good constitution and they all agree and they all stamp it. It must not be changed. Not even few months, there they're finding loopholes. And they're finding, no, this law is not good enough. They want to change the laws, etc. So man-made laws are full of flaws all the time, and always it will need changing. But the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is absolute and it doesn't need change. From this we understand and realize, if we want honor, we want respect, we want goodness in our life, then follow the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Follow the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that also not according to our understanding and our intellect, according to the way shown to us by Hazrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the most perfect way, which Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That this system of 12 months in a year, and then the year will come to an end, the next year will come. Thus Allah has made the system from the time Allah created the heavens and the earth. When Allah created this whole system, this whole universe, and all this universe for the benefit of insan. That insan uses this world to get close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not that you get caught up in the world, and now you become the world makes you his slave. You become the slave of the world. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us and reminded us, and very sternly warned us, kunu abna al-akhirah wa la takunu abna al-dunya. Become the children and the servants of akhirat. Don't become the children of this dunya. That now you dunya, your shop, you becoming the slave of your shop. You, the shop has to be your slave. Your job has to be your slave. That has to be yours. But you are the slave. Your car has to be your slave. But you are slaving for the car. Now you worried, I must change my mags. Now I must put this system in there. Now I must do that. So you slaving, and this is what is called modern day slavery. That the world, Allahu Akbar, when the Jewish protocol, they were deciding that how can we make the world our slaves. modern day slavery make the whole world that they just slave and we rule over them and we treat them as they want to. So they decided and they came to an idea and they said that we will fool the world with all advertisements that if you got this kind of car, you'll be a lani. If you sleep on this kind of bed, you'll have a nice sleep, etc. And then also we'll give them plastic money, cards also. And that money also we'll make like we're doing them a favor, but we'll be taking from them. So Allah Ta'ala, at that time, Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Hakim ul-Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, such a beautiful advice for all of us, that rahat aur hai, samani rahat aur hai. That comfort is something else, and the goods of comfort is something else. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize. And this is what is called Hakimul Ummat, the doctor of the Ummat, the spiritual doctor. Like our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazmana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali. That Hazrat has taught us also that don't fool ourselves that you can buy the best mattress, you can't buy the sleep. You can buy the best car, don't think you'll buy comfort. You can have the best food in front of you, you can't buy the appetite. So all this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, then we'll have peace, comfort in our life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system of the world, and Allah ta'ala has put this mechanism of 12 months in the year from the time Allah ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth. And in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says minha arbaatun hurum, there are 4 months that are sacred, and thus Allah Ta'ala is made sacred. From this also we understand and learn that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made certain months sacred, certain days sacred, certain nights sacred. It's not that because of certain personalities that month has become sacred, etc. This is only and solely as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. That your Rabb, O Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform my servants, your ummatis, that your Rabb, your creator, your sustainer is that great being. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever Allah Ta'ala desires. And all the creation of Allah is full of wisdom. And Allahu Akbar. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَخْتَارُ. Then Allah gives choice and preference to certain creation over other creation. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. Nobody has got a choice in this matter. So nobody, no Nabi of Allah, no Wali of Allah can make a certain month honorable than another month. Nobody can make a certain day more honorable than the other day. This all comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam, that O children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, O insan, we have given you great honor, great respect, great dignity. And this you will get when you follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says there are 4 months of the year which are very, very honorable, very, very sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even in the early days when the Muslims had to go out to make jihad, and jihad also to establish the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the law of Allah is established, the proper deen of Allah is established on the face of the earth, there will be peace, there will be harmony, there will be all types of goodness, security, etc. When we move away from the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all types of evil, all types of havoc has to come. So Allah Ta'ala has decreed that even when it's time for jihad, but when the honorable months are there, 3 that comes in succession and 1 comes separate, that is in the month of Zil Qadah, Zil Hijjah and Muharram together, and then Rajab. So Allah Ta'ala says in this month, not even jihad was permissible, not even war was permissible in that month. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these honorable months, and Allah says, Zalika Deenul Qayyim. This is the firm deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the firm system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever follows the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be only goodness for you in your life. There will be only peace and happiness, and people people, sadly today, according to World Health Organization, the biggest bimari in the world today, the biggest sickness is depression. And they say, what is depression? Stress related. And in reality, there's no bimari like depression and stress. This is what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people. Allah gave you all the ni'mats, particularly the Jews, Christians, the previous nations. Allah gave them all the ni'mats. First of all, existence Allah gave us. Then Allah made us ashraful makhlukat. Allah gave us all these ni'mats to find Allah, to recognize Allah, to appreciate the favors of Allah, and become the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. They forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you forget Allah Rabbul Izzat Aliyazu Billah, that is, you forget the commands of Allah. And you want to live your life according to your passion and desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَا وَهَوَى. Did you see that stupid idiot, that foolish person? Instead of making Allah his ilah, and Allah who the one who takes care of us, who's nourishing us, who's giving us all our bounties, but we forget Allah and we make our passion and desires our God, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, despite you might think you're very knowledgeable, and you got lot of degrees behind your name, but you will be going astray all the time. And you think you are progressing. As our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali teaches us so beautifully, that in today's time, with all technology, etc., and we don't know how to use it properly, we're going far astray, and we think we are progressing. If we really want to progress, we have to go 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to hold firm onto the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we'll be progressing, and that is the deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow. That deen of Islam which Allah ta'ala has shown our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not today in so-called modern world, many people has got this notion that today in this modern world, Islam needs a facelift, aliyazubillah. Never ever, Islam is prescribed and has come directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is as fresh and as good for every generation till the day of Qiyamah. We have to fit into Islam, not try and fit Islam into our lifestyle and into our systems. We have to fit into Islam. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully the example that if a person is getting married and his friend bought him a shoe and came with it late at night, the next day is his nikah, and now he wants to put on the shoe, he sees it's too small. Now, in the foolish person, well, that person, now he thinks, so how am I going to go to my nikah without a new shoe? Now he chops his toes to put it in, to fit that shoe. That's a sign of stupidity. And the intelligent person, rather go with sandals, and don't disgrace yourself. So today, sadly, we want to chop and change Islam and fit it according to our situation. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. That, O people of Iman, you have got the great gift of Iman. Now keep that Iman intact by entering into Islam totally. In every zamana, if we want peace and happiness and comfort in our lives, then we follow the tariqah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we follow this system, then we'll see honor, we'll get respect and dignity. As Allah ta'ala mentioned in this ayat, further, Zalika deenul qayyim. This is the firm deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala tazlimu anfusakum. Don't cause oppression upon yourself. In other words, if you don't follow this firm system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be causing zulm upon yourself. And today we are complaining that America is making zulm, the Jews are making zulm. Actually, we are making zulm on ourselves when we disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how foolish are we that we are being reminded, وَمَنْ أَذْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ. Who can be that great oppressor that he is reminded of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet he turns a blind eye and he wants to follow his own lifestyle, his own system. So particularly this time of the year, we have entered into the year 1437. Myself, first of all, we have to do some introspection again and see that another year has gone past in my life. Am I getting closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not checking? We only, and as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that sadly, when we don't get connect, we don't love and connect ourselves to our deen through the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we get caught up in the environment and in the Western way of life, and we even forget that what is the Islamic months. We forget the Islamic dates, and we don't keep, that is, it's so important that every Muslim should know the Islamic date, the Islamic month, our date of Islamic birth, because a person becomes matured not according to your English date, according to your Islamic date. Our zakat becomes farz according to our Islamic date. But today we are so unmindful of the system because we want to mix with society and just go according to the flow. No, Allah Rabbul Izzat has reminded us over and over that don't make the non-Muslims, the Jews, Christians, don't make them your bosom friends, that now you want to love like them. They go to the gym, we also must be in the gym. They are in their sports progressing, we also must be progressing in sports. That is no progress whatsoever. That is taking you backward. And like Allahu Akbar, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, his Honorable Illustrious son Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahab Damat Barakatum explained so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala has taught us that Allah has made us honorable and Allah wants us to love with honor and respect and dignity. So to love with honor and respect and dignity, we have to love according to the Islamic calendar. If you love according to the Islamic calendar, it starts with Muharram. Muharram means honor, respect, dignity. And how you'll get honor, respect and dignity? The meaning of Muharram is haram. Stay away from all those things Allah made haram. You stay away from those things Allah made haram, you'll have an honorable, respectable life. As our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, that so many people today involved in illicit love affairs because of this internet and going on porn sites, etc. You're living in a very nice so-called posh house. You got such a beautiful wife, but you're like a mad person. You're not at ease. You can't sleep comfortable. You bear chain all the time because you're living in sin. Love, stay away from haram and you got a peaceful, comfortable life. Somebody touch your phone also, you don't become edgy. They mustn't see my message or they'll see this. No, you. There's nothing for you to hide. And more important, we have to realize and understand, Alam ya'lam bi'anna Allah yara. We are too worried. My small child mustn't see me. This one mustn't, but Allah's eyes is on us all the time. That we are not worried. And Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, don't only take it in a negative that Allah is just watching me, Ali Azizullah, to punish me. When you love according to the commands of Allah, Allah's eyes of rahmat is on us all the time. And Allah Ta'ala is showering us all the time with His mercies. And as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When you love in the obedience of Allah, that is the zikr of Allah, you start making zikr. Learn from the mashayikh. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh teaches us that we should be punctual with our zikr. And this is the time to see, when you make your zikr punctually, then the commands of Allah will come in our life. And we'll be conscious and worried all the time. What am I doing? Is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? That is a life of chain and sukoon and itminan. So Hazrat says, if you follow your life according to the Islamic calendar, you start with Muharram, you stay away from haram. Comes the month of Safar, you check your aqaid and your beliefs also. Not only we doing all good, but particularly in this time and age, all the different Shiisms and isms, we should stay away from that. Then we'll get honor and respect. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir du'a.